it's a beautiful machine. I mean, you know.
It's an interview with Barbara Swans, June 13th, 1973. Perhaps to begin, could you talk a bit about your childhood, and were there any early interests
in art? Yes. First of all, I think it's significant to say that I'm an only child. And I grew up in a background where there was no art, and my parents were both natives of Rockport, Massachusetts, which is a famous art colony. And because they were natives, my father coming from Swedish parents, and his father was foreman of a granite quarry. My mother was a very old Yankee, and her family came over in the 17th century, settling in Gloucester and then in the Pigeon Cove section of Rockport. They supposedly built their own boat, and you know, they came around the time, not too long after the Mayflower, but they you know, were on their own. This is a background of old settled natives and immigrant, Swedish immigrant, where my Swedish grandfather was the first, had been born in Sweden. So my father, I'd say, was a first generation.
And he came for the granite quarries.
Yes, he came. He was a stone. And he eventually became foreman of one of them. I think he, you know, was a man of ability in that particular area. But because of this background on the part of my parents, as children growing up, and then you know, having this background of community in Rockport, which had nothing to do with artists, and they had a kind of resentment, in a sense, of the artists moving in.
Who were there at this time?
The art colony back in early 20th century, I think you began to see artists, because my father was, you know, like in his 20s, then he, you know, went away because he you know, had work elsewhere, but they already had a sense that these rather eccentric types were, you know, and the artists in those days were a very small group, but they had a lifestyle, and that my parents considered, I don't know whether you'd say threatening, but it's certainly not what they were used to or even approved of, to a sense. Although my father's sister-in-law had a brother, Lester Stevens, who was really quite an eminent artist, but there again, you know, they didn't really care that much for him either, I don't think. You know, I mean, he wasn't, and he was, you know, quite a distinguished landscape artist. But what I think is amusing in terms of my being an artist was that and my father has quite a lot of humor, and he always, you know, would frankly joke and say that, you know, the last thing we would have expected of our one and only daughter was that she should be an artist. And, you know, that was.
You think that fellow artists were sort of ne'er-do-wells, or
yes,
didn't have to work regularly?
Well, and that they, you know, loafed. I think my parents, I don't know, did I mention that my mother's father was sea captain?
No.
No, I didn't mention that. Well, he was a captain of a boat that went up and down the coast delivering granite.
Mm-hmm.
And he delivered most of the granite for the Longfellow Bridge in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there are a number of paving, streets with granite paving, which my grandfather was responsible for bringing to Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And he died in his late 40s, tragically, in, I believe, Portsmouth, New Hampshire. He was hit by a derrick, which fell on him. And but I think, you see, when you consider that this sea captain father on my mother's side and the granite industry foreman on my father, that this was solid, you know, very good, worthy labor, you know.
Mainstream of the local economy, too.
Right, yes, at that time, although the granite industry went defunct.